Now, if you are joining this year's program, We Are the Master Radio, and you maybe thought, I thought I only had to believe. No, you need to believe, yes, but you need to repent and trust. It's two sides of the same coin. It's understanding who you are, what you've done, and turning to God. You've got to turn from the way you're going to Him. It's called repentance.
Here's the first mark of genuine repentance: grief over sin. When there's genuine repentance, there's grief over sin. It means literally internal hurting. It means soul anguish. And when you're convicted of sin and you repent of it, you feel grief about the choices that you've made.
Did you? What is the second mark?
If repentance is forming in you right now, there's an increased sense of urgency. In fact, you know that this whole service is headed toward a moment of repentance, and you're like, let's get it on. How long are you going to be talking about this?
Because you can't wait.
The thing once desired is now repulsive. I'm so done with this. I don't want this in my life anymore. Ugh. It's repulsive to me.
I'm so done with this. The ever-relevant James McDonald talking about repentance in hopes that maybe if you are listening to this year's program, Way of the Master Radio, you're hearing something and you're going, hey, maybe that's why my Christian walk is a dog's breakfast. I have never repented.
It's not attractive to you anymore. It's not desirable to you anymore. You don't want that. It only makes me feel like garbage. It only makes me feel like trash. It only makes me feel shame.
And might I add, not just doing that thing, but me. Ugh, with me.
I don't want the shame anymore. Are you sick and tired of the way that every time you're in conversation, you have to bring it around to your accomplishments? You have to drop the names of the people you know. And afterwards, when you hear people do that, you're just like, that person is so sad. But you do it, and you're just like, bleh, enough of me.
Exactly. Not just what I'm doing. Well, I think as James McDonald said, this, by the way, is a Greek word. Not many people are I think it's what the one that he used, wasn't it? Yeah. There's a third mark of repentance.
Here's the third mark: restitution toward others. When repentance is happening in your life, there is an energetic pursuit to fix the fallout of your sin. Zacchaeus is kind of the poster boy for this. Zacchaeus is the guy who stole everything from people, but then when he was repentant, what was the first thing he wanted to do? Give it all back. Yeah, I don't want this at my house. This doesn't belong to me. He wanted to make it right with other people.
Have you done that? I got to fix this. I got to make this better. I got to do this. And if somebody says, oh, no, 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 no.
Watch out for the person who says, I'm right with God, but has no interest in being reconciled to the people that their sin has injured. And if your heart is really repentant, if you see sin for what it is, then you're grieved not only about how it affects God, but how it affects others.
Mm-hmm. There's a fourth mark of repentance.
Here's the fourth thing: revival toward God. I'll tell you what, like a river rushing down a mountainside, like a waterfall from a cool stream, God's mercy will begin to wash over your life, and there will be a renewing joy and a restoration of your relationship with the Lord.
As the deer panteth for... You got that feeling? Huh? I gotta know. I gotta read. I gotta find out more. Those books I used to read, don't want those books. Want that. Those shows I used to watch, don't want that. I now want to learn. I gotta learn more. I gotta learn more. I gotta get more of Him.
Fear is the attitude of heart that seeks the right relationship to the fear source. If I'm afraid of fire, I stand back. If I'm afraid of water, I don't get in over my head. If I'm afraid of God, I'm very careful to do exactly as He has asked. The fear of God's a good thing. The fear of God's the beginning of wisdom, Scripture says. It all starts there. And repentance gives to me a fresh... I used to do things, I didn't care nothing about what God thought. I just did what I wanted. But then I repented, and now I fear God. It's the building block. It's the basic. It's the starting place of revival.
And have you even gotten to the point, perhaps... Now, this is... Don't worry, this is not a mandatory thing. But have you gotten to the part where it's like, oh, now I don't want to blow it because... Oh, I would just hate to wreck communion with Him. Not just because of how much I hate the sin, but just because, oh, I know how much He hates it. My whole attitude and disposition is different. I even like church.
Church isn't a chore anymore. Bible study's not a chore. You want it. You want it. That's revival. When repentance happens, you're like, I can't wait to get up and get in God's Word. I can't wait to get with God's people. I can't wait to share my faith. Revival, it's stirring in my heart. I used to be so caught up in my problems and my burdens and the uncertain future. And now it's like, I'm going to heaven someday. The joy of the Lord comes back.
And finally, and I say that as genuinely as Paul did in 1 Thessalonians before he wrote two more chapters. And finally, the fifth sign of repentance.
Here's the final mark of genuine repentance. Moving forward, not looking back. You know, so many people spend so much of their life looking in the rearview mirror. Oh, if I could just choose differently when I was in college. Oh, if I just hadn't decided. If I just hadn't quit. If I just hadn't gone there. The whole life is about what I wish I'd done differently. That's one of the symptoms of worldly repentance. But if my grief is God-focused, then I experience grace and cleansing.
Not only that, I would like to suggest to you, that's why you... Oh, maybe not. I hate to say this every situation, but so let's just for safety's sake, because maybe there's a situation I can't think of. In almost every situation, this is why this Christian psychology and going back... And this whole idea of needing to take a trip back to the time that I got hurt or I did a boo-boo and have Jesus with me so he can walk me through, so that he can explain to me it wasn't my fault and it was somebody else's fault and I'm just a swell person and he wants to heal me. No, he has healed. It's all gone. It's all done. And frankly, what is the point? This will sound radical, maybe. Are you older? And have you been saved for at least a while? Would you go back to youth and not being saved? Not in your tin type, Missy. You want to be right where you are. And I don't care if I'm 117 and just a breeze blows and I break a hip. I would not go back to youthfulness without Jesus Christ than live. Is that your attitude? That's what happens when you've repented and put your trust in the Savior, because he changes you and makes you so radically different, and it's a powerful gospel.